Abraham and his descendants as being most possible in the early years of the second millennium BCE. That is, this is the time of the largest migrations, and if you want to look at these people in the larger picture, I think this is when it fits best. Also, if you want to talk about Jacob and the Hebrews moving down to Egypt, serving a period of indentured servitude down there, I think that we've got to get them moving around in the 18th and 17th centuries. That is, we've got to get them moving around Mesopotamia in the 19th and 18th centuries BCE in order to get Jacob and the Israelites down into Egypt by the 17th century BCE and make everything else fit. From my point of view, the early second millennium is the best time for Abraham and the patriarchs, but I would also caution that at this point in time, we have no archaeological evidence that Abraham and the patriarchs ever actually existed. That's not to say that they did not. As we frequently say in archaeology, absence of evidence does not mean evidence of absence. Just because we haven't found them yet doesn't mean that we will not someday, and we can remain hopeful. In the next lecture, we'll be focusing specifically on the Exodus and whether or not that took place. And then linked to that, we will be looking at the question of the coming of the Israelites into the land of Canaan and how exactly did they manage to conquer that region.
This ends Lecture 1.